You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Can confirm the facts of this next story. We are tired of the pandemic and ready to shop. The technical term for this, of course, is consumer sentiment, which determines how much we spend, which makes up about 2/3 of this economy, and which is kind of key to our pandemic recovery. Well, the University of Michigan's Consumer Confidence Survey shot up more than 8% in March to its highest level in a year. That's still 7% below what it was before the pandemic, but the government rescue package combined with the $1,400 check or checks landing in many people's accounts, well, it's a pick-me-up. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
It's been a week and a half since President Biden signed the American Rescue Plan. Payments started going out within days, and that's been a big shot in the arm for consumers, says John Lear at Morning Consult, which polls Americans every day.
Consumer confidence is really on a tear. They are growing more confident at a faster rate than they have following the prior two stimulus packages.
Lear says this time around the checks are bigger and they're going out faster. Plus, the money's targeted to low and middle income households who are most likely to have lost work and be strapped for cash. Now, rising confidence is likely to spark more consumer spending. But Lisa Rowan at Forbes Advisor says it's not clear how much or how fast.
What we're seeing now is this really cautious optimism where people say, okay, we can see signs that things are going to be getting better, but we're not quite ready to jump in, you know, head first.
Forbes Advisor's latest survey finds roughly half of Americans don't believe it's a good idea to reopen businesses 100% before coronavirus is fully contained. And Morning Consult finds well over half of Americans still don't feel comfortable traveling or going to a restaurant, shopping mall, or sporting event. John Lear says more vaccination and continued coronavirus vigilance are crucial.
We're sort of at this critical junction right now where we need to keep cases down for the next 3 months, let's say, so that we're able to unleash the full extent of our pent-up demand later in the summer.
He says the money's there, from the latest relief checks and surging savings. Folks just aren't feeling quite confident enough to spend it up yet. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.